prayer on Tuesday. Praise God. And thank the Lord we've discovered that prayer is powerful. Prayer is in the presence of the Lord. And prayer brings the provision of God that he never fails. Amen. Sometimes we wait a while, and we've got to adjust our clock to his clock. Amen. To his schedule, his calendar. But oh my, what blessings the Lord brings as we wait upon him. I'm thankful for the goodness of God and the blessings that have continued. Amen. And tremendous reports that we are receiving from Kiana and from Tuksuk Bay and from Kwikluk, the efforts that are going on now. Amen. A door is opened, and like the Apostle Paul said, there are many adversaries. There are adversaries. But Paul also said, in nothing terrified by your adversary. Nothing. Amen. Because the Lord is conqueror. The Lord is victor. The Lord brings the results. Praise God. And the lady baptized in Jesus' name and coming out of the water speaking in tongues in Tuksuk Bay is tremendous. Praise God. And we thank the Lord for that. And we appreciate the efforts of those who are stepping into the harvest as laborers. Amen. And how we will continue to pray for those laborers and then pray for additional as well. Praise God. Keep in mind, the Bartletts feel a burden to begin a church plant in North Pole. Be in prayer. God would give them favor. Yeah. Amen. That's a tremendous part of the story of Joseph, is God gave him favor. And every circumstance that he landed in that would seem to be a reversal, the Lord gave him favor. And we're trusting God to do that work, and we'll continue in prayer in that regard as well, because God is a great God. Amen. I'm just thrilled to see the hand of the Lord in evidence in so many places and in so many ways. Amen. The Glovers are excited about an opportunity to lease what used to be a music store, in the prime location of town. And they can nowhere near afford that square footage. It's a Marine View, where McPherson's music store used to be. Very nice property, very nice location. But God can give them favor. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So we'll trust the Lord. And if not, the high school library has been a tremendous place for people to receive the Holy Ghost, to be healed, to be delivered. Amen. And the blessings of God that continue. So praise God for his blessings. Amen. We want to turn to the word of the Lord. A familiar passage from the book of Luke, Luke chapter 18. A great lesson Brother Bartlett taught today. I'd certainly encourage you, if you did not, if you were not here, I would encourage you to tune in to the Facebook archives or the podcast and listen to it. Did a tremendous job in sharing how the church needs workers. The church needs helps. Amen. And there's certainly a place for everybody, and it works well when everyone's in their place. Amen. So the Lord bless you. Praise God. Luke 18, the Lord tells a parable about prayer. And not to give up on prayer, not to faint in prayer. He tells about a widow woman who comes to a judge, and she knocks and knocks and knocks, asking for her needs. And the judge is a very proud man. He brags that he doesn't fear man, he doesn't fear God, but he is sick and tired of that lady. Tired of her knocking and knocking and knocking. And she is wearing me out, he says. So, I'm going to take care of her need. And then the Lord says, God is going to meet the needs of those who call upon him with that persistence in prayer. And verse 8 is where I want to turn your attention. Luke 18 and verse 8. Let's read it together, please. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Praise God. We believe the Lord's coming, don't we? Amen. So many signs around us, so many aspects of evidence that Scripture is being fulfilled, prophecy is being fulfilled, and we know the Lord is about to come. This is not a time to be lax in your commitment to the Lord, and not a time to be goofing off in our service to the Lord. Amen. This is a time to be on fire. Amen. A time to be strong in your commitment, because we know the Lord is coming. But when he comes, will he find faith? And the church worldwide, I believe there's an abundance of faith. Amen. Tremendous reports from overseas and the missions and so on. Incredible things happening. Amazing miracles taking place. There is faith. But now let's narrow it down. Faith in my heart. Amen. Now I know if I were to ask, and I know you're still standing. I'm trying to make a point here. If I were to ask, you believe God, every hand would go up. You believe God answers prayer, every hand would go up. Because we've experienced that. We've seen it. Amen. But I'm talking about a faith that is strong and committed. Amen. And believing that the Lord is present in today's tense presence. Amen. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Now, finding bargains, finding goodbyes, finding treasures from someone else's trash in a garage sale. A little trash and treasure exchange, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder, I guess. Oh, fishing spot. Finding a fishing spot. I had a friend in Ketchikan that would answer when someone would ask, where did you catch that? In the mouth, he would reply. He wasn't going to give away his spot. No, fishing spots. We want to make sure that we've got those, you know, secured. I told my brother, we fished together up in Glacier Bay and Icy Straits and throughout that area, and we talked on the radio. And we had, you know, codes, and come on over for a cup of coffee. That means get over here. I got a lot of fish. and different things like that. And I told him, now, what if we were fishing in Glacier Bay and I was hitting 20-pound kings one right after the other, and I did not give you a call. I did not let you know. And I said, what do you think about that? He said, he knew where I was going. And I said, now, I've found the best thing I've ever had. I've found the most powerful thing that I've ever had. And I need to give you a call to have you come on over. Praise God. He nodded his head. He said, yeah, it's going to happen yet. In Jesus' name, it's going to happen. Praise God. Because I found it. Praise God. In the first chapter of John, Andrew would tell Peter, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. We found him. We've been waiting for him. Centuries have come and gone. Generations have come and gone. Baby boy after baby boy has been born. We've expected the Messiah, and we found him. He's here. Praise God. We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And that's when Nathanael would say, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Praise God. And the Lord showed Nathanael how that he saw him when he was sitting under the fig tree. And, Philip came to him and so on. And Nathanael's eyes got pretty big because he's wondering, how'd you know me? And the Lord would explain, no, I saw you. And Nathanael would have that expression of faith, but the Lord would promise him, you're going to see greater things and you're going to see heaven opened. Wow. What a tremendous promise. And thank God when we believe, when we follow the Lord, when our faith is in action, we'll see greater things and we'll even see heaven open. Praise God for the power of the Lord to be blessed. Amen. But it's significant in this chapter that each found another. They went to a friend. They said, we found him. Come on, let's come and listen to him. Let's come and see. Praise God. I'm thankful that we can search Scripture again and again and find promise after promise where the Lord is going to fulfill his blessing and his word will come forth. Praise God. Now, faith. Will the Lord find faith? Faith in the Old Testament, amazingly, appears twice. Faith in the Old Testament, twice? That's amazing, isn't it? However, in the New Testament, 245 occurrences. If you were to check your concordance, you would find it coming up 245 times. Believing and the various endings. Believeth, in the King James Version. Believing and so on. 45 times in the Old Testament, 268 times in the New Testament. What a change. What a move from what they did or what they trusted and so on in the Old Testament and how they moved into a realm of faith and believing in the New Testament. Now, trust, on the other hand, trust, that word trust, in the Old Testament, 154 times. In the New Testament, 35 times. Interesting. It says, though they were trusting God's promise in the Old Testament that the Messiah is going to come, that there is going to be deliverance, there is going to be a rejuvenation of the nation of Israel, there is going to be all of those aspects that were prophesied. But when it actually came, when Messiah actually was found, when he actually appeared and began to demonstrate his power in tremendous ways, now they had faith to believe what the Lord was doing. But we put it all into action. I trust, I believe, I have faith. Praise God. And that simply means we continue to rely on. We confide in. We flee for refuge. We take shelter in. We take him at his word. We put absolute trust in him without question or doubt. That's what those words mean. Amen. And oh my, it does take faith without question or doubt. God, how are you going to work this out? God, how's the answer going to come? God, how is it going to be done? But with faith, with believing, with trust, praise God. And thank the Lord, we can put our trust in him and know he's going to bring it to pass. Hebrews chapter 11 is noted as the faith chapter. And it's not faith that just sits in a quantity, not something that's on the shelf, not even something that is just in the mind or in the heart. Faith is active. Faith causes an individual to step out. Noah, warned of things not seen as yet, began to build that ark. And it took years, it took decades, over a century. He was involved in that project because he had faith. Abraham went out, not knowing whither he went. You can imagine him with his circle of friends. He was a wealthy man even then. And his circle of friends wondering, you're walking away from all of this? Where are you going? What are you going to do? What prospects do you have? Is there another venture that you're going to invest in? And he would answer, no, or I don't know. And they would wonder about his sanity. But oh, God, God has a way of rewarding that faith. Amen. Is faith a leap in the dark? You often hear it referred to in that regard in a sarcastic manner. Oh, you're taking a leap of faith, aren't you? You're jumping out into the dark, aren't you? You don't know where you're going to land. You don't know where you're going. You don't know what's going to happen. No, faith isn't a leap in the dark. It's a step in the light. Yes. Amen. Amen. You step into the light of God's word. You step into the light of God's promise. Amen. Moses was told, lift up your rod. And he had lifted up that rod many times before the plagues that had come upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Lift up your rod. And to his amazement, that way in the Red Sea was opened up. Yeah. Praise God. Oh, yeah. Jericho, the walls are going to fall. If you march around once a day for 6 days, and on the seventh day, march around seven times, and on the seventh time around, shout with a great shout. Yeah. I wonder if there were those who had that kind of an attitude. What? I'm not going to make a fool of myself like that. But oh, faith. Praise God. And on the examples can go. Faith plus obedience brings blessing. The devil believes. James 2 and 19, the devil believes. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. Amen. You're doing good. Pat yourself on the back. You believe in one God? Amen. That's all right. The devils believe and tremble. Praise God. Amen. Believing in one God, they tremble. The devil even prays. He believes, so he prays. When that Gadarene was needing to be delivered of thousands of devils, the devils prayed. Mark 5 and 10, don't send us away out of the country. Don't remove us from where we are. Verse 12, send us into the swine. Yeah. You know, it was inevitable. All of the phrases, all of the attention, all of the repetition of what would Jesus do? Yeah. And that was a good way of measuring, good way of assessing and evaluating your actions and your direction and so on. What would Jesus do? It was inevitable, I suppose, for some smart aleck to come out with, what would Satan do? What would Satan do? And I saw that book. What would Satan do? I don't care what he does. Because he's defeated. Amen. He's going to a lake of fire. And before that, he's going to be in the bottomless pit. But oh, thank God, the church is moving forward. The church is going on in victory. The church believes in one God, and we know his power and his blessing to bring salvation, to bring healing, to bring deliverance, to bring power. Hallelujah. Thank God for the faith that we can have in the Lord. Praise God. Now, maintain that faith. Paul said, I have kept the faith. That means he was holding on to it. That doesn't mean he didn't share it. Oh, man, he was the apostle. He was a missionary. He went around telling everybody about faith in the Lord. He encouraged faith among others. But he wasn't going to let it slip himself. He wasn't going to lose his grasp upon that faith that he saw work miracles and raise people from the dead and open prison doors and bring households into the kingdom of God. No, I'm going to keep that faith. I'm going to hold on to that faith. I'm not going to let it go. Jude would write in verse 3, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith. Amen. Reach for it. Strive for it. Desire it. Make sure it's within your grasp. Contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. And not only holding on to it, not only keeping it, but using it. Using that faith. Amen. You making it a priority, making it a covering and a protection for you. Ephesians 6 and 16. Above all, the apostle wrote, when he's listing the armor and listing what the Lord had provided to go into battle. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. Fiery darts. My goodness. Darts would be bad enough, but they're fiery as well, a double danger. But the Lord has provided a way for you to quench those fiery darts. We don't quench the Spirit. Oh, no. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. We don't want to quench the Spirit. We're going to quench the fiery darts by the faith that the Lord has given to us for victory, to overcome everything that the devil would throw against you. Victory to overcome the world through faith. 1 John 5:4. Faith is how you overcome. Faith is how you defeat the devil. Faith is how you take that shield above everything else and you quench every fiery dart. Praise God. Oh, I'm thankful for that faith. Now, the end of faith is mentioned in the scripture. A point where you're not going to need faith anymore. A place where everything is provided, everything is ministered. The presence of God is there all the time, the end of faith. Praise God. It's a goal. It's a purpose. 1 Timothy 1:5, Paul talked about the end of the commandment is love out of a pure heart. It's a good conscience. If faith, it's faith unfeigned, or faith that is not fake, it's sincere. It's real. We make it our purpose. We make it our goal. We're going to follow after those things. We're going to desire those things. Peter also wrote about the end of faith in 1 Peter 1:9. The end of faith. Now, he had some trials from the enemy that tried to end his faith, and the devil's going to do the same thing to you. Try to end your faith. Try to make it fall short. Try to make it disappear and evaporate as though it never existed and just a figment of your imagination and just a memory that you have now. It's gone. It's over. No, thank God we can hold on to the faith that believes the Lord is going to do the work even through trials, even through difficulty, even through tribulation and tests. Ah, yes, Peter had some trials by fire. He even ended up denying the Lord, not once but three times denied the Lord. Amen. But oh, thank God, he was strengthened as well when the Spirit of God came in. Amen. Tried by fire, but strengthened by fire when the power of the Holy Ghost dwelt within him. And so he would write about the trial of faith in 1 Peter 1:7. He would talk about being tried with fire and know the difficulties that are there. But he would also go on and say, you love him, you believe him, and you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, and you receive the end of your faith, the reward of salvation. Oh, yes. Praise God. Salvation for your souls when you start walking on those streets of gold and you're in the presence of the Lord forever and you know his power is there. Thank God to minister to you. Amen. Faith tried by fire. Yes, that will happen. But believing and rejoicing and receiving the end of your faith. Thank God. Salvation. Finally in his presence. So, when the Son of Man cometh. Notice it's when, not if. When he comes. When he came the first time, he came to find souls. The Bible says he came to seek and to save the lost. Philip, Nathaniel, Andrew, Peter, those men that he first encountered after his time with John the Baptist and being baptized and so on as an example of righteousness. And if the Lord did it, you need to as well. Amen. But the Lord seeks worship. The Father seeketh such to worship him. How? In spirit and in truth. Amen. Thank God the Lord was always looking for opportunities to demonstrate his power. He found the invalid close to the temple. And the invalid who was paralyzed and impotent. There was a whole multitude A whole multitude of folks waiting for the waters to be troubled by that angel, and the first one to step in would be healed. I'm not sure how all of that took place, how it all operated, but the Lord spoke to that one who for 38 years was waiting for his opportunity. He had no one to help him, he explained. And when he was trying to get to the water, someone else stepped in ahead of him and obtained their blessing. And he'd been waiting all of that time. Do you want to be made whole? The Lord said. Almost seems to be a ridiculous question. Of course I do. I've been sitting here for 38 years trying to find that healing. Of course I want to be healed. Well, if you're healed, that means people aren't going to wait on you anymore. That means you're going to have to get up and help yourself and not wait for somebody else to help you. That means you're going to take on responsibility. That means you're going to walk with faith. That means you're going to have the opportunity to help somebody else. Do you want to be made whole? There'd be some today who might answer, no, I kind of like the way it is. How crazy. But he was made whole. Take up your bed and walk. Go and sin no more. Praise God. Healing provided, holiness commanded. They're linked together. Amen. And God's power being displayed in that way. Amen. The man born blind, after he was healed, and he testified of that healing four times, they were trying to talk him out of it. They were trying to disparage the Lord. After a divine display, after an amazing miracle, after which he testified, it has never been reported that a man born blind has been ever healed in the world up to this date. And now you're looking at me. And I'm looking at you. And you're trying to tell me that Jesus is a bad guy? Then they kicked him out. Praise God. But you know what? When you lose something, the Lord brings something in its place. Because he walked away from those self-righteous hypocrites, and he walked into the presence of the Lord. And the Lord said, do you believe? Well, I want to see him while you're looking at him. Praise God. And he said, I believe. And he worshiped. Oh, the Lord is looking. The Lord is looking. When those angels came to Abraham to warn him about destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, and Abraham began to pray, Lord, if there's 50 righteous found in Sodom, would you destroy it? And you know the story, all the way down to 10. The Lord declaring, if there's 10 righteous found in Sodom. The Lord was looking for those righteous people. But Lot and his family failed. Lot and his family stepped back from being the witness and the righteous that they needed to be and the influence that God wanted them to have, even in that community. Think about it. 10 among the thousands and probably hundreds of thousands that lived in that city, 10 found righteous would have caused it to survive. But it didn't happen. Luke 15 is a story about finding. Three stories about finding. Come and rejoice with me, the lady said. I've found the coin that I lost. I swept the house. I looked everywhere. I found it. Come and rejoice with me. The shepherd finding that lamb that was gone. Again, come and rejoice with me. I had 99. I went looking for the last one, and I found him. Come and rejoice. The third story is a little bit different because it involves sons. Not just one, two sons. The first went into a far country. I think it was a mercy to the parents that they didn't see the way he was acting and the way he was living. And the mess that he was finding himself in. He thought he was getting freedom. He thought he was exercising free choice. He thought he was being his own boss. Nobody tells me when to get up and when to go to bed. I'll do it myself. And that went on for a little while. Till finally he ran out of money. And interestingly enough, he ran out of friends at the same time. Kind of a correlation there. Not exactly true friends. And then a famine hit. And the best job that he could find was tending pigs. Big old things we saw down at the fair. Pigs. And his pay was so terrible that he considered eating pig slop because he couldn't afford to buy anything else. So how was he found? He found out that the freedom that he thought he was getting into ended up being a far worse captivity and a far worse regimen and schedule than he had ever experienced back on the farm. And he came to himself, the Bible says. He found out himself. This is a mess. This is not what I thought it was going to be. This is terrible. My father's servants have better than I have right now. I'm going home. I'm going to tell my dad I'm not worthy to be his son. I just want to be a servant. And praise God, the story turns out beautiful. It's wonderful. The father runs to him, and all of the blessings that he has in store for him are given. Now, the other son that was home, he needed to be found, and he needed to find out. He comes and hears the rejoicing. He won't even go into the house because he found out his brother, who spent his father's inheritance on riotous living, is now home, and they welcomed him with a party, and he's pouting. That the way they're going to treat him after making such a mess of things? And here I've been working hard. Here I've been faithful. Here I've been there day after day out in the field taking care of responsibilities. But he needed to find out that his dad said, all that I have is thine. Amen. Anytime you can have it all. Anytime your faith can reach out and receive from God the abundance of what he wants to bless you with. Praise God. Oh, that God would help us. God would help us as he's looking for faith within us, that there would be faith that we would find and believe God to do the work that he desires us to do and to enjoy the blessings that he wants to pour out, because he is coming again when the Son of Man cometh, not if. Amen. Thank God we can look for his coming. To them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Hold fast, not let it go. Hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Amen. Hebrews 10:23, jump down to verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence with that great recompense of reward. Oh, yes. Our faith. Your confidence. We make it personal. We make it something that applies to us. We make it real in our circumstance, in our situations. Praise God. Because God wants that faith to be alive within us. Living by faith is what verse 38 says in that same chapter, Hebrews 10. Living by faith. Praise God. Not drawing back. Not moving into that realm where we're going to fold our arms and say, well, if that's the way it's going to be, I'm not going to participate. No, move into all that God has for you. Move into the blessings that he desires to bestow upon you. And verse 39, believing to the saving of the soul. Hallelujah. Because that's what matters. That's what counts. Even if all the promises fall short, even if all the problems come our way and we're not healed and we're not provided for and we're not blessed, but the saving of our soul is what results. Thank God it's worth it all. It's worth everything. Hallelujah. Because I will be in the presence of the Lord forever. Praise God. That's why the Bible says, come boldly to the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Beautiful promise in Hebrews 4:16. Thank God for the power that the Lord makes available to us today. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. I need to move into that realm where faith and confidence are going to be there in my walk with God. Amen. Now, in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 4:29, seeking and finding, very powerfully linked to the conditions that are applied there. And even in this Old Testament scripture, you find him when you seek him with all of your heart, all of your soul. See, it's not a game. It's not just a roll of the dice and, oh, didn't turn out. Well, I'm go do something else. No, it's something with all your heart, all your soul. Jeremiah 29:13, again, it's repeated, all your heart. Seek the Lord and you're going to find him. Praise God, because his power will be displayed in that manner. Ask, Matthew 7:7, seek, find. Amen. I'm tired of asking. I'm tired of seeking. Well, the time frame is not ours, it's his. Ask, seek, find. Praise God. Knock, opened. See, if it was just ask, if it was just seek, if it was just knock, then, yeah, we can get tired. We can get worn out. We can get discouraged. But ask and it's given. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it's opened. Praise God. There's that divine connection that God wants us to believe and understand that he's going to bring to pass. But when he comes, is he going to find faith? And now it's time to make it real personal. Is he going to find faith in me? Is he going to find faith in you? And again, not just, the, oh yeah, I believe. I believe in one God, I'm doing well. That's what the scripture says. But the faith to believe that God's going to provide in every circumstance, every situation, every need. Praise God. Oh, I need my faith to grow, Lord. I need my faith to increase, Lord. I need my faith to be strong, Lord, in Jesus' name. Could you stand with me? Thank God that our faith can be as strong as that widow woman in the story. She just kept knocking. She just kept knocking. Even though she was ignored, even though she was told to go away, even though it didn't seem like the judge was going to respond, she just kept on. And finally he said, I'm going to take care of it because I am tired of her. Does the Lord do that to you? Brother Steve, I'm sick and tired of you. And I'm going to, you just keep calling. I'm finally going to take care of it and then make you go away. Does the Lord do that? No. His love, his mercy, his compassion. Praise God. He puts his arms around us. Yes. He pulls us close to him. Yes. He lets us know, you're my child. You're called by my name. I've filled you with my spirit. You're special to me. Praise God. And our faith can grow. Let's raise our hands to the Lord right now. Jesus, I praise you. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I glorify you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Let the heavens open. Let your kingdom move. All our faith and hope in our great God. Let the heavens open. Let your kingdom move. All our faith and hope in our great God. Let the heavens open. Let your kingdom move. All our faith and hope in our great God. the heavens open. Let your kingdom move. All our faith and hope in our great God. Let the heavens open. Let your kingdom move.
Let our faith be anchored in you.
Our great God, let the heavens open.
Oh, God, we need
your kingdom move.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
All our faith and hope in.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Our great God.
Hallelujah. Let's come and pray today.
Oh, heaven locked up.
Come and pray today. Come and seek the Lord. Come and reach out to Him. Hallelujah.
Our trust, our hope in our great God. Our great God.
No
heaven locked up, let it open. No kingdom stand still, let it move.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
Our hope.
Strengthen our faith, God. Lift up our faith, Lord. Bless our faith, Lord.
Oh,
come on,
Our faith, our trust.